Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, it is another edition of Tell Al, and what we're going to do today is we're going to have an opportunity to learn from one of our veteran Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, what do I mean by a lifestyle veteran or a veteran member? Well, this gentleman has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2009. And I will tell you this, he has amassed a very large portfolio of investments. He has done incredibly well. Now, he started with some money, and currently, let's just give you the big numbers. He's invested in 52 multifamily deals. 11 of those deals have sold. He currently is in 41 deals as a passive investor. And all of those deals total about 7,000 units of multifamily property that he's invested in. And when you add up the value of all of those properties, they total $500 million. Well, actually a little bit more than $500 million. So this gentleman has done his homework. He has learned the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, and he has put these things into practice. And in doing so, he's generated an incredible amount of wealth. So what I'd like to do today is I'd like to get inside the mind of James. James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Al.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. I really enjoy it when we have somebody who's been a member for so long come on the show, because you have a really good track record of investments. And I think that all of us have the opportunity to learn from what you have done. So let me just start out by asking you the general question. What was your retirement strategy long before Lifestyles Unlimited? What were you doing to get yourself retired?
Well, I kind of followed the standard path, which was you work, you save some money, you put it in the stock market, and then you watch it go up and down and wait for it to get big enough. In about 2000, I had a financial advisor. I told him I wanted to retire at about my current income, so I didn't have to change my lifestyle when I retired. So he had a formula. He said, you're going to make about 9% over time, and when you're 65, you'll reach that goal by investing in the stock market. That was in 2000. So in 2008 and 2009, the market crashed, and I lost about a third of my wealth. So I decided I had to have a change of strategy.
So everything was going the way you had intended it to go. You were putting money into, I'm assuming, IRAs or some other investment vehicles that your financial planner set up for you?
Right, just all stock market, you know, investment funds in the stock market.
And, okay.
You know, it was about a third was IRA and about two-thirds was personal income.
Okay, so you're pushing that money in, and then in 2008, well, we those of us that lived through that, we know exactly what happened. I mean, the real estate market had problems, the stock market had real big problems, and you had the opportunity to watch a lot of that wealth deteriorate. What did that feel like?
Oh, it sure felt like a hit in the gut, and you know, over time, when you have money in the stock market, you just watch a number on a piece of paper. It goes up or it goes down, but you never really see money. And then, you know, when what you've saved all your life for and you just watch it blow away in the wind, it just feels like you're doing something completely the wrong way. And that's what I decided.
So when all of that happened, What did you choose to do? How did you change the path that you were on?
I'd heard from other wealthy people and successful investors that you need a source of passive income. In other words, if you want to retire, you're going to be passive when you're retired, or otherwise you're still working. So you invest in things that will provide cash flow. And so I kind of thought about a couple of different things, you know, multi-level or car washes or storage units or something like that. But I found Lifestyles and heard the story about how their program would show you how to invest in real estate and provide cash flow and also provide tremendous amounts of rates of growth if you do it the right way. The right way is you buy poorly managed properties and you change the management. You improve the property and you raise the rents, and you have all of a sudden you've got your property's worth more and it provides more cash flow.
And that became a better option for you, because I'm guessing that, you know, you were on that 30 to 40 year glide path that most of us get on. You know, we go to school, get a good job, and we start stuffing that money away. And lo and behold, we have that financial catastrophe, which you and I both lived through. And along the way, you stop and you realize it's not working for you. So you started into real estate investing. And I will tell you, based on the information that you sent me, James, you have done a phenomenal job of succeeding in this avenue. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get back into the mind of James. We're going to understand how he put this fantastic portfolio together. We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, it is Tell Al, and I have James on. James is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's been a member since 2009. That makes him an 11-year veteran. And I'll tell you what, he has amassed a very impressive portfolio of investments. And you know, it didn't just happen overnight. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, James. Did you just happen to get into, you know, like 52 deals overnight, or did it take some time to do that?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that quick, Al. My first year, I took my money out of the stock market, and I invested in 4 apartment complexes, partnership deals. And the next year, I think I invested in 3 more. And then after that, the money started flowing in pretty fast from the ones that I was already invested in. So let's see, 52 deals in 11 years. It's about 5 purchases of apartment partnership deals every year on average. The last couple of years, it's been more. I think I got into 10 or 11 deals in 2018 and about 10 in 2019. So it's still growing.
Is that just a function of the fact that you had a lot of investments returning money back to you, and it was, you know, it just gave you more opportunity to distribute that money?
That's right. As you know, as you mentioned, I've had 11 of my deals sold, and that's not the only time when you get a big chunk of cash. If you get a refinance, you can get a really big chunk of cash back from your deal also. But when you combine those two, and especially when you sell a property, now that property is never going to make you more money. So I always thought it was smart to take that money, and usually I could, if I have one sell, I've got enough money to go buy 2 more. And based on the cash flow income that I had, I didn't need that money to live on. I didn't have any plans for, you know, some extravagant purchase like an airplane or a yacht. So I just keep reinvesting it so that my cash flow grows over time.
Is it safe to say that based on the investments that you have made, that you have been able to retire yourself using real estate as the catalyst to do that?
Oh, absolutely. As I mentioned, after 2008, the stock market, I don't know that I would have ever had the ability to retire unless I was forced to, and still maintain the standard of living that I had at the time. So now I've retired early. I retired at 62. My cash flow is still growing. My cash flow is greater than my wife and I ever had combined income while we were working, and it's still growing. So, and plus, I'm unemployed. I mean, I'm retired. I don't have to work, and it's still growing. So I don't know any other way I could have done this but through real estate.
How many hammers have you lifted to repair the properties that you have invested in?
Let me count them up. Zero.
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 And how did you manage to do that?
Well, because I'm a passive investor. That means we have a lead investor or a syndicator who's responsible for operating the property, for doing the rehabilitation, repairs, for marketing and finding renters, and for getting rid of bad renters. And I never have to do any of that as a passive investor. That's just a beautiful thing.
So your real job is to make contact with individuals that do want to syndicate properties. And in doing so, you know, kind of size them up a little bit. You know, what's their background? What's their experience? I mean, what do you look for in investment opportunity?
Well, what's great is that Lifestyles provides that avenue where we can meet like-minded and interested people and find out what their background is. I always invest with educated professionals. These are people that have been doctors, lawyers, CPAs, CEOs, or longtime real estate investors, successful real estate investors. I can find out anything I want to know about any of these real estate syndicators. In addition, when they're interested in a property and they send me the information on it, I can do financial analysis on what their projections are. And over time, I've learned how to do, I think, a pretty good job on that. So not only do I know I've got, some of the best people in the country, and Lifestyles operators always win the national, state, and local awards. I mean, these are the best. So I'm investing with the best operators there are. And also I get to look at the deal and see whether it's, is this a dump and they're going to completely turn it over, or is it something that's already making money and they're just going to do some improvements on it and make a little bit more money. So there's a wide range. And also now I'm getting connected to people all over the United States. So I've already started investing in outside of Texas, and certainly outside of Houston. So I've got some diversification there as well. So if they raise the taxes too much in Harris County, I'll buy some more properties in Alaska or Tennessee or wherever is a good deal.
That's interesting. You know, I've met a lot of members that have that same investing strategy. You know, we're all taught to diversify. You know, our financial planner says you have to diversify your investments. And what I have found is that you can easily diversify your investments in real estate just by going out of town.
Yeah, and this is, something that Dell preaches also is diversification without knowledge is foolish. But when you become well-educated in an industry, then you can diversify within the industry or within that financial vehicle. I never was an expert in the stock market, so I didn't think I would ever become that expert in the stock market. It's too complicated for me. I'm a smart guy, but everything I did in the stock market well, I was at the mercy of herd mentality and people in the Wall Street that are either smarter or more crooked.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying there. You know, it's when we're dealing with our financial planner, we just kind of shove the money across the table like it's a roulette wheel, and we pray for the best. We come back from the break. We're going to talk to James a little bit about his lifestyle. You're going to be impressed. Back after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Tell Al version of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. On the show today, I have a longtime member, James, on with me. And James has changed a lot of things in his life. He was on a path at one time where he was following the advice of his financial planner until he hit a certain point in his life where those investments just started to fail, and they started to fail the roadmap that he was on. And along the way, he decided to listen to advice from other individuals saying things like, you need to have passive income, you probably need to be involved in real estate. So he found Lifestyles Unlimited, joined as a member, went through all of our educational training, and he is a phenomenal investor. He invests with other Lifestyles members that are out there basically finding the deals, doing the improvements on the deals, managing the properties, operating the properties. And what he does is he selects the best of the best, and he puts his money with those people, and those people do great things with his money, and he's getting very healthy returns. Now, what I wanted to talk about in this segment, which we're going to talk about right now, is I wanted to get into the lifestyle. I wanted to talk to you, James, about how your lifestyle now is different than if you had stayed on that original path, if you'd stayed in the roadmap that your financial planner laid out for you.
Well, the corporate plan is, you know, you work your butt off 52 weeks a year, or you might get 2 or 3 weeks off, and you spend all that money on just living, and you put a little bit of back in your retirement account or in your savings account, and you make about 5% on that in the stock market over time, and you never just get enough money to retire and improve your life. Once you start working out of college, you know, your life pretty quickly plateaus. But about 5 years ago, my real estate investments started cash flowing more money than my wife and I were making together. Coincidentally with that is we started having grandchildren, and my wife wanted to stop working so she could help take care of the grandchildren with my daughter. So I said, okay, well, she'll quit working, and I'll keep working. And then we kept reinvesting our real estate money. And then 2 years ago, it was time for me to retire, just because I felt like it, because my income was good. And so since then, we just travel all the time. I play golf 2 or 3 times a week, and we have money left over for charity and to help our children. And we just love it. We love traveling. This last year, we went to England, Ireland, Scotland. We also took a trip through Utah and Montana and Yellowstone. That was a 3-week vacation. And then in July, we also took a 3-week vacation and drove to Georgia and North Carolina and West Virginia and Tennessee and Kentucky, and just having a good time, just living a good life.
So you're at a point in your life where money is kind of, it's necessary, but it's kind of irrelevant. You're at a point where if you just decide, hey, Cheryl, let's take off for 3 weeks. Let's get in the car. Let's go drive to these states. It's kind of a non-thought on your part. You just really are deciding that you want to go do something, and the finances aren't holding you back.
That's right. It's almost like we just don't have to think about that kind of money anymore. we don't fly first class. We're used to, in some ways, we're still used to our lifestyle that we had before. So we're not extravagant spenders, but still, we can do anything we want to. And I'll tell you, if you spend a month in England, Ireland, Scotland, it's a big chunk of change. But that was kind of the exception. But we didn't think about not being able to afford it at all. That was not an issue.
That's got to be a really great feeling.
It does. It feels great. And we'll do more trips. We'll continue to travel all over the United States and probably some other foreign countries as well. I know we've got some goals to some other places to travel as well.
Now you do have a goal. You and I talked about it at the break, and it involves the game of golf. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, last year I drove through about 8 states on our way to Montana, and I played golf in 6 different states. In my prior career, I would do some traveling, and I would play some golf in some other states or whenever we had a vacation. So I just decided I've played golf in 20 states, and now I want to set a goal is I'm going to play in all 50 states. So now I've played golf in 27 states and probably will play 4 or 5 more this year. And I'm just going to keep traveling the United States and see the whole country. And I'm going to play golf in all 50 states. I've also played in Mexico and Ireland, Scotland, and England. And so I'm going to get my United States, and then we'll see if I want to change my goal to how many countries.
Wow. That is so cool that you're able to do that. So I've got it as a recovering golfer, somebody that used to play. Where is your favorite course? I mean, if you could just pick that one course, which one would it be and why?
You know, I haven't played, all the most famous courses or maybe not any of them, like Pebble Beach or, there's some others that golfers see on TV when they're playing tournaments. And I haven't played those, but I have played at a very nice course in Hawaii. It was gorgeous. And recently, I've played a lot of beautiful, beautiful golf courses. But I think one of them that I like the best is in Sedona, Arizona. That's in the northern Arizona. It's a beautiful country with red rocks everywhere, and the weather is low humidity and moderate temperature, and it's just gorgeous. And it was just maybe one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think one of the favorite places that I went to is I had an opportunity to play in Colorado Springs at one time at one of the, at military base there at Fort Collins. And I remember being, I think the highest tee box that they had was something around 9,000 feet in elevation. And it was the kind of hole that sloped downward. So you're teeing off at high and you end low. And I remember hitting the ball, and the ball seemed to just carry forever. I mean, have you experienced that?
Well, just last month we played at a course in Alabama near Montgomery, and it's a good 100 feet drop from the tee box down to where the ball lands in the fairway. And so when you hit it, it takes a long time to get down there, and it's really interesting because then you'll hit it a lot farther than you're used to as well, because the downhill just makes it carry longer.
Yeah,
it makes you feel good when you hit it that far.
It does, doesn't it? I don't know how I got on the subject of golf, but I'll tell you what. When we come back from the break, we're going to get back into some of the fundamentals of investing. What I want to get from James is I want to get his what I'll call insider information. It's really not insider information. It's information that he has learned throughout his tenure at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we'll be back after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to Tell Al. And on Tell Al, I have James. And James is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's been a member for about 11 years. And I'll tell you what, he's been doing great things, investing his money, growing his wealth, creating the lifestyle that he and his wife and the rest of his family enjoy. It's something that you can do too. But what I want to do, James, is I want to kind of get into some of the metrics of investing. Now, when you first started investing in multifamily apartment communities, what kind of returns were you looking for? What was the market doing back then? And more importantly, what, you know, were you looking at yield plays? Were you looking at value plays? What was it about investing back then that really got you focused?
Well, first let me say, I don't think there's such a thing as a yield play or a value play. There's only hybrids. But on a scale, you get closer to value play or closer to yield play, depending on how far down the property is beat up, how poorly it's been run, and how far you have to go to bring it up to a profitable and safe, clean, attractive property for tenant. But I've always kind of tried to go for the ones that needed less rehab and less turnaround. It wasn't always possible. I've gotten deals that had pretty heavy lift. But in general, I was looking for more of a yield. It was already going to be providing cash almost from day one. And then over time, inflation and good operations would cause that cash flow to increase more. Now, when I first started in 2009, it was kind of a benchmark. We were expecting 10% cash on cash return annually from the property. So that was kind of a metric you were looking to expect, that much cash flow for a good yield play property. And to start with, first of all, I can't stress how important it is to get a qualified operator that's educated, primarily with some kind of entrepreneurial or management experience and a successful track record. But on the deals themselves, we were looking for 10% cash on cash. It's almost impossible to get on a new deal today. I mean, it happens by accident, but it's more a matter of time. You don't get that the first year or the second year. The other thing is I was looking for a total return over time. So if you get 10% cash every year, but then when you sell, you got a profit. I put it into a formula where I was expecting a 20% total return over the lifetime of the ownership of that property. And my results has been the ones that have operated and sold over time, my return has been 25%, but my goal is 20%. And then if it falls a little bit, goes to 10%, well, that's not a bad investment. Or if it does 15%, that's not bad either. But if it goes to 25% or more, then that's great. I'll just mention one of my properties that I still own. Between the cash flow it's distributed and the value that it still is in the property, it has made over 600% profit in 10 years. And, of course, most of that is still value that's in the equity of the property. It's built in. It's not returning 600% year per year or 60% per year cash flow. But that's my best deal. It's just tremendous. So I'm looking for the best operator. I'm looking for a projected cash flow, probably now 7% or better. Long term, I'm still looking for 20% over time, because with the refinance and the profit in the sale over time, I still think that's possible. And that's 20% average annual return. And also, I believe in spreading out the investments over multiple properties. So when I started, I took my investable money and put it into four different properties instead of putting it all into one property. Fortunately, they were all good. I've never lost a nickel in any of my deals so far, knock on wood. But I've got a couple that are struggling right now, but we'll see. I think maybe they can turn around.
How long do you tend to stay in these deals? I mean, you've liquidated 11 of them. They've sold, and you obviously have the one property that's doing real well that you've been in for 10 years. What has your experience been as far as the life of the investment for those properties that you did liquidate?
The ones that have sold, and it was not, just to be clear to people who are not already investing in real estate or in passive apartment complexes, I don't have a single choice of when to liquidate. It's the partnership that makes that determination, or the lead investor, the syndicator. But the ones that have sold had an average ownership life of 5 years. Now, the ones that I'm still in, and of course I bought over 20 in the last 2 years, but the average life of the ones that I own today is 3.5 years.
That's not really a long period of time when you consider, you know, you're investing in properties that have, you know, a potential shelf life of, you know, 10, 12 years. I mean, based on how the debt is structured and things like that. So when those properties sold, was it in the best interest of the partnership for those properties to sell at that time? Or was it just, you know, hey, we've made our money, we've hit our targets, and it's time for us to liquidate and go on to something else?
That sounds kind of like the same thing. I mean, it was in the interest to sell, not because of any adverse conditions. But let's say if you can make $100,000 profit when you sell, or you can make $5,000 or $10,000 per year by holding on to it, it's much better to have the $100,000 now than $10,000 a year over a long period of time, at least when you can reinvest it and make a higher rate of return on your reinvestment. For example, the one that I told you has done so really well, my favorite deal, it's returning about $13,000 a year in cash flow. But if we sold it, I would get about $300,000 profit cash. So I'd rather have $300,000 than the $13,000 a year.
Because you could take that $300,000 and reinvest it in other properties that would produce more than that $13,000 per year for you.
Right. This one's kind of leveled out. I mean, we make most of our money in value in the first 2 years. First of all, we fix up the property. Second thing is we fix the tenant base. Third, we fix the expenses and the operations, the marketing. We fill them up. And as soon as you can maximize your income, you've also maximized your value. It's just that you can't sell. It's often not feasible to sell in the first 2 or 3 years because of the loan situations. You have to prepay penalties on your loans. And that eats a big chunk of your profit if you sell too soon.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And since you've done a couple of these things, you know, I am actively listening because I'm getting all kinds of great information from you. And I think that's the neatest thing about Lifestyles Unlimited, is that anybody can join our organization, go through our educational programs, and they get the opportunity to meet somebody like you who can help them understand the path forward.
There's lots of people like me, and I don't see that anybody has secrets in the Lifestyles organization. And I'm not even an employee of Lifestyles, but there are some fine people who work for Lifestyles who can guide a new person through this process.
Yeah, absolutely agree. James, we are at the end of the show, and I really wish I had an extra hour because I've got a ton of other things that I'd want to cover with you. But for those of you in the audience that would like to check us out, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Everything you need is right there at your fingertips. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.